Dictation for Harriet, H-A-R-R-I-E-T-T, Winnie, W-I-N-N-I-E, May 6, 38. Address as a letter. To Dr. Kylian, K-H-Y-L-L-I-A-N, Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y-N-D, 6298145. Dear Dr. Lowry, consultation, Mrs. Winnie Harriet. With an abnormal kidney function, comes in company with family member. She's hard of hearing. Weight, appetite is stable. 2 meals a day, which is normal for her. No vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, bleeding. No symptoms of heartburn or abdominal pain. Minor incontinence of urgency, severe nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. She drinks a lot of liquids, thirsty all the time, minor edema, trying to do sodium restriction, has neuropathy, which is mild without ulcers. She's unsteady for what mobility is restricted. Although the last fall, 3-4 months ago, no loss of consciousness, no syncope. According to the doctor, she shuffles her feet. There is no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, denies chest pain palpitation, denies dyspnea, no pyrolem material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, does have arthritis, multiple joints, but no anti-inflammatory agents. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, no headaches, review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, long-standing since 92. Minor neuropathy, no ulcers, she denies retinopathy. She denies any heart abnormalities, a stroke, TIAs, or seizure, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, no gout. Diabetes was poorly controlled a few years back with A1C 12-14, much improved right now. Next paragraph, some kind of surgery on the left ear, question cholesteatoma, with no hearing on that side, prior fall fracture, and hardware on the left tibia, prior EGD esophageal dilatation. Next paragraph, medications include lisinopril, HCTC, Zocor, Coric, Invokana, I-N-V-O-K-A-N-A, a number of vitamins, thyroid, insulin, Lentas, Novolog, prior glipizide, metformin discontinued, and no anti-inflammatory agents. She reports side effects to penicillin and Tylenol. Next paragraph, very short, smoking as a teenager, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 157, 58 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 60 on the right, 128 over 60 on the left, has bilateral cataracts, she wears upper dentures, no teeth on the bottom, hard of hearing, better on the right, no hearing on the left, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no gross palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit, JBD. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, no ascites tendon mesomasses, no edema, good peripheral pulses. There is a lipoma large, close to 10 centimeters on the left upper extremity, without inflammatory changes or tenderness. Next paragraph, chemistries. back in February 2022, creatinine 0.9. Since then, there has been an increase with a level around 1.2 to 1.3 in 2024. August last year, 1.2. We did repeat testing today, 1.28. If that will be a steady state, representing a GFR41 to stage 3B, a normal potassium acid base, minor low sodium at 136, a normal calcium, albumin and phosphorus, PTH upper normal at 62, protein creatinine ratio at 0.45, anemia 12.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Last year, August, there was a low level of monoclonal protein, IgG lambda, LAMBDA. I do not see free light change. Prior liver testing normal. TSH normal. Urine without any blood or protein. Prior bacteria and leukocyte esterase. The presence of glucose from the effect of medication in Invokana, Invokana. A1C has improved, most recent 16.4 from previously around 12 to 14. There is a kidney ultrasound from August last year, 8.4 on the right, 9.0 on the left, without obstruction, stone masses, and no documented urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, slowly progressive over time, probably diabetic nephropathy, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range, no activity in the urine to suggest inflammatory changes with negative blood or inflammatory cells, no obstruction on kidney ultrasound or urinary retention, isolated level of IgG kappa monoclonal protein, probably unknown significance. This will be followed over time. There is no evidence of secondary hyperparathyroidism. There is no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate, no need for phosphorus binders, present nutrition, calcium normal. There is anemia that has not required EPO treatment. Patient family ask if she's able to take metformin. The answer is yes. Metformin is non-nephrotoxic to the kidneys. We decrease or stop metformin for GFR less than 30. She is presently 41. There has been financial difficulties, and she's depending medication samples or helping from the pharmaceutical industry. In terms of the minor hyponatremia, does not require any specific treatment. We will continue same dose of HCTC, and overall, not overdoing on fluid intake. We will monitor over time. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.